At this hour, President Trump is due to make a statement from the White House following what is widely considered to be a damaging news conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday. Standing beside Putin in Helsinki, Trump yesterday discredited U.S. intelligence agency conclusions that Russia interfered in the 2016 elections and said Putin's denial of interference was, quote, very, very strong. The criticism was immediate and bipartisan. And joining us now is Beth Fooey, NBC News senior politics editor. Hi, Beth.
Hey, Jeremy.
And Trump must be under an enormous amount of pressure to say something and try to change the narrative here.
Yeah, he had this meeting with some members of the House GOP delegation on his calendar anyway today. It was the only thing we saw on his calendar. It was supposed to be about talking about tax reform. It was originally going to be a closed meeting, and then a couple of hours ago, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the White House press secretary, announced that they would allow reporters in so that he could make a statement about yesterday's press conference and presumably the just deluge of criticism he's received from both sides of the aisle and from people across the country and across the world, really, about the way he appeared to sort of equate Putin's denial of meddling in the election with the very sound investigation done by U.S. intelligence services. So we will see what he has to say about it. We know, Jeremy, as you do as well, that President Trump is not one to typically apologize for anything. He tends to double down on things that he has said before, but clearly the criticism has rattled him. We know that from our own reporting, that he was not prepared for the avalanche of criticism he received starting from yesterday after the press conference. So he's definitely going to have to speak out and either clarify or reiterate or tell us what he really meant.
His performance yesterday has been described as disgraceful by Republicans, as treasonous as well. What do you expect him to say?
Well, that's just it. I mean, because he doesn't like to apologize for pretty much anything, we can only go on the talking points that the White House released a little bit earlier that they sent up to Capitol Hill to Republicans who were looking for a way to defend the president. So we know what the White House is saying. They're saying the President Trump has always said that he supports his intelligence officials, that in fact he has said in the past that he acknowledges that Russia interfered in the election, but he's always done so sort of grudgingly and will typically, he will use those words, but then he will also typically say, but others could have done so as well. It could have been the Chinese. It could have been the 400-pound guy on the bed.
Right.
So even though, yes, he has acknowledged that it probably happened, he typically couches it in such a way that makes it sound like others have done so as well. So as to sort of pull away from assigning direct responsibility to Russia for this. But again, this is a talking point that we've seen from the White House, that the president has acknowledged this in the past, that he has confidence in his own intelligence officials, and that is the defense that Republicans should have for him in these hours after this press conference.
Well, and some are defending the president. Some Republicans are defending the president, saying, for instance, that question that was asked by Jonathan Lemire shouldn't have been asked on foreign soil. This is Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, in a news conference this morning where he declined to criticize the president directly.
How many times have I stood up here and told you what I think about Vladimir Putin? Vladimir Putin does not share our interests. Vladimir Putin does not share our values. We just conducted a year-long investigation into Russia's interference in our elections. They did interfere in our elections. It's really clear. There should be no doubt about that.
Just a few seconds left here, Beth Fooey, but do you expect Congress to really do anything as a result of what happened?
I do not. There could be some move on either side, Republican or Democrat, to have a statement or a resolution reiterating their belief that Russia is entirely responsible for any election meddling that happened in 2016. But it's very possible that even if a large majority of House members or senators decide to push something through, unless the leadership allows it to come to the floor, it will go nowhere. And that is typically what has happened with anything that smacks of any sort of criticism of President Trump.
That's Beth Fooey, NBC News senior politics editor, as we wait for President Trump to make a statement after yesterday's press conference in Helsinki. Beth, thank you.
You bet.